Welcome to Leadership Lessons Learned. WFYI, in cooperation with the Lacey Leadership Association, is pleased to present a monthly essay by Central Indiana's premier civic and business leaders. We hope these essays will provide insight into how some of Indianapolis's best and brightest use their life experiences to help shape their working and leadership styles. This month's essayist is Allison Barber, Chancellor of WGU Indiana. Established 1 year ago this month by executive order of the governor, Western Governors University Indiana is an online, nonprofit, competency-based university designed to expand access to higher education for Hoosiers. A student of leadership styles, Barber has held positions as a schoolteacher in Merrillville, with the American Red Cross National Headquarters, at the U.S. Department of Defense, and at the White House. Her essay is entitled, Being a Celebratory Leader.
At the risk of showing my age, I will admit that Kool & the Gang's song, Celebration, is one of my favorites. A celebration to last throughout the years. Who doesn't love that concept? As a leader, I've learned celebrations play a big role in society and specifically in the workplace. Recent work done by the Gallup organization identified 12 elements of employee engagement that have direct and positive impact on the bottom line. Two elements are related directly to the act of celebration. One, my supervisor or someone at work seems to care about me as a person. Two, in the last 7 days, I have received recognition or praise for doing good work. Highlighting and celebrating the work of your team shows you care and encourages employees to stay committed to your goals. The good news is celebrations don't need to be complicated to be effective. Here are three quick tips. One, focus on impact. Authenticity is essential during a celebration. Make sure you identify exactly what your employee, peer, or the organization has accomplished for the greater good. This will inspire your team. Two, keep it simple. A handwritten note is a treasured keepsake. The CEO of Campbell's Soup personally writes 100 notes to his employees each week. He says we have to win in the workplace before we can work in the marketplace. The best thank yous are spontaneous and timely thanks for a special effort or success. Notes, gift cards, special parking flowers, candy, Twitter or Facebook recognition are all simple ways to motivate your team. Three, make it fun. When people are laughing and having fun, they relax and recharge. It reduces stress and increases energy. According to the authors of Fish, a remarkable way to boost morale and improve results, work made fun gets done. Having fun with internal contests, games, newest employee prize, most tenured employee gift are just a few ways to keep activities energetic and engaging. This will connect your team. At WGU Indiana, we're celebrating our one-year anniversary this month. We will focus on our impact of helping 1,300 Hoosiers attain a degree. We'll keep it simple, and we'll have fun. As Andrew Carnegie said, the average person puts only 25% of his energy and ability into his work. The world takes off its hat to those who put in more than 50% of their capacity and stands on its head for those few and far between souls who devote 100%. At WGU Indiana, we celebrate our progress, which engages and motivates our team so they continue to give 100%. Our students deserve it. So celebrate the work of your team. Bring your good times and your laughter too.
That was Allison Barber, Chancellor of Western Governors University, Indiana. Her essay, Being a Celebratory Leader, was one in a series of essays by local civic and business leaders presented by the Lacey Leadership Association on WFYI Radio. The mission of the Lacey Leadership Association is to develop, engage, and mobilize current and future leaders to encourage civic involvement that helps our community thrive. Please join us July 30th. For our next in our monthly series of Leadership Lessons Learned.